AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Turkey says it had the right to shoot down a Russian warplane that it says flew into its airspace this morning. But an angry Russian President Vladimir Putin promises Turkey will feel the consequences of what it's done. He calls the Turkish fighter jets that shot down his warplane terrorists' accomplices. What's Washington saying? Well, in Washington, our correspondent Mark Smith says that President Obama is waiting for the French President François Hollande, who will be at the White House today.
Yesterday, Hollande met with David Cameron, who's now poised to launch British airstrikes on the group. Later this week, he goes to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. But can Russia really join the fight when its strikes in Syria have mostly hit other groups opposing Bashar Assad? Brookings Institution analyst Joseph Bahut sees some blunt talk in Moscow.
Let us focus on ISIS and let us call our mutual bluffs, in a way.
Meantime, we're told one thing President Obama's not interested in doing is buying Russian cooperation by easing sanctions tied to Moscow's carve-up of Ukraine. Mark Smith at the White House.
French authorities, by the way, have been questioning a suspect linked to attackers who terrorized Paris, a man who provided an apartment for the mastermind to stay in, say authorities. The suspect says he didn't know the man and his associates were terrorists. Thanksgiving's the day after tomorrow, and the State Department is warning Americans to be alert for increased threats. But former FBI official Sean Henry says the idea here is to make Americans watchful, not nervous.
They've been watching the media and they see what's happened in Paris, but this going out officially like this really says to Americans, be aware, be alert, don't be afraid, but make sure you're advising law enforcement if you see anything that could be unusual so that they can be responsive.
He was on the Today Show this morning. This is AP Radio News. Jersey City's mayor is disputing a statement from Donald Trump that thousands of people in that town cheered after the 9/11 attacks. Here's our Julie Walker.
Not only is there no evidence that it happened, but Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, a Democrat, says Donald Trump is plain wrong and he wants the Republican presidential candidate to be more responsible.
He's trying to politicize 9/11 and some of the emotion that's happening today post-Paris. And, you know, unfortunately, he used Jersey City as an example that was not true.
Rumors have circulated for years that some American Muslims celebrated the attacks, but police officials denied it at the time. There is footage of Muslims in the Middle East cheering on 9/11. I'm Julie Walker.
The economy grew at a slightly faster rate in the summer than previously reported, 2.1%, mainly because of a less severe slowdown in business stockpiling, according to experts. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.